The installation will include about 12,000 solar panels on a site along Bedell Road just off the I-190. Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray says he ran for office vowing to seek out the technology.
This is the place where we had some of the major breakthroughs in electricity, period, with Tesla and his experiments, early experiments in Western New York. And we should draw upon that history to look at the next forms of technology.
And McMurray says it will be located on industrial land that's been vacant for generations.
So to actually have a real project there, I mean, people forget that solar today is one of the biggest employers in the energy industry. It's growing and it's employing more and more people. So it's exciting that we're taking advantage of that.
One of the project developers is Syracuse-based Blue Rock Solar. Company General Manager Michael Francis says community solar is designed for the large percentage of people who want to go green but lack the means to make the switch.
Be it they live in an apartment or they don't own their own real estate, maybe they have a house that does not have conditions that are suitable for solar, or maybe they don't have the financial capability to invest in a system.
Francis says Grand Island Community Solar will power about 400 homes and businesses, and there will be no upfront cost. He says it will be pay-as-you-go.
We're not running some type of line from the solar farm to your house. You're still getting electricity in the same way that you would otherwise. You're just getting bill credits, and these bill credits are able to offset both the supply and the delivery portion of your bill.
Francis says he expects the solar project to be operational by the end of the year. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.